the tidy, well-lit cottage, like something out of a fairy tale, and hadn't she seen that from the first, was now a dim and smoky peasant's hut. There were still electric lights, but they looked old and long-used, like the kind of fixtures one might find in a flophouse hotel. The rag rug was dark with dirt, as well as splotched with spilled food and unraveling in places.
"Roland, are you all right?"
Roland looked at her and then, slowly, went to his knees before her. For a moment, she thought he was fainting, and she was alarmed. When she realized only a second later what was really happening, she was more alarmed still.
"Gunslinger, I was amazed," Roland said in a husky, trembling voice. "I was taken in like a child, and I cry your pardon."
"Roland, no, get up!" That was Detta, who always seemed to come out when Susanna was under great strain. She thought, "It's a wonder I didn't say get up, honky," and had to choke back a cry of hysterical laughter. He would not have understood.
"Give me pardon first," Roland said, not looking at her.
She fumbled for the formula and found it, which was a relief. She couldn't stand to see him on his knees like that.
"Rise, gunslinger, I give you pardon in good heart."
She paused, then added, "If I save your life another 9 times, we'll be somewhere close to even."
He said, "Your kind heart makes me ashamed of my own,"
and rose to his feet. The terrible color was fading from his cheeks. He looked at the thing on the rug, casting its grotesquely misshapen shadow up the wall in the firelight, looked around at the close little hut with its ancient fixtures and flickering electric bulbs.
"What he fed us was all right," he said.
It was as if he'd read her mind and seen the worst fear that it held.
"He'd never poison what he meant to eat."